Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Something, something, titties, because that's what we do here.
Titties and ass.
Woo! Welcome to the greatest goddamn show on air.
The greatest goddamn show on air.
The greatest. Is that what I said? Did I fuck it up? Or did I say it right?
No, you said it right.
I said it right?
Yeah, you said it right.
I said it like I say it, which is kind of bitch made. I don't say anything with my chest.
You don't. you say everything like you're being judged by someone that you want the approval of.
Well, I don't want anybody's approval, but it does come off that way for sure. I sound very insecure, which I'm not, which is a weird thing.
You sound like you're not sure of what you're saying, but then again, you're confident about what you're saying.
I feel like you just summed me up in about 10 words.
Well, kind of, yeah. So we're actually sipping on different things today.
Yes. What do you got?
I actually have bullet rye just on the rocks, and I mean, it's a classic. I mean, usually I'll have it in an old fashioned, but I didn't really want to make an old fashioned today, so I just said I'll just have it on the rocks. But it's a nice little sipper. I mean, it's nothing that I would take down real hard, but I'll sip on it throughout the night.
See, I consider myself a bourbon guy, but I actually like rye more. It's just a little more pricey is my issue.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm not sure about the price, honestly, because honestly, I've only ever bought rye, because I've had normal bourbon and I've had rye bourbon, and I've always liked rye more.
Mm.
So I've only ever bought rye because I knew it's what I would like.
Rye's good.
Yeah, I like rye way more than regular. But what about you? What are you drinking? You're drinking that banana stuff.
So right? Yeah, so I'm drinking the Howlerhead banana whiskey. This is your whiskey, so I'm not quite sure all of the ins and outs of it.
It's actually a banana flavored Kentucky bourbon.
Okay.
I just kind of like heard of it like online because I was researching like interesting whiskeys and bourbons to try.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this one, and I guess Dana White, the guy that likes you, or the guy that does the UFC.
Oh yeah, I think he's the commissioner, or he owns it or something like that.
All I know is that he's somehow involved, because I saw him in a lot of the pictures when I searched it on Google.
Right.
But it stuck out to me because it was like yellow and had a cool label and like sounded interesting, like a banana flavored Kentucky bourbon.
It's like, pretty good. It does taste more like candied banana than actual fresh banana.
It's very sweet.
But I do like it. I do enjoy it. This is a hangover in a bottle. If you have too many of these, you're not going to be feeling good the next morning.
That is very true. It would definitely not be a good night if you drank 10 of those.
Right. But it is a beautiful, easy to put down whiskey. Especially on ice. What's the alcohol content on here?
I think it's 40.
40 proof?
Yeah.
It's actually kind of lower than I thought.
Or maybe it's not 40 proof. It's 40% alcohol by volume. I'm sorry.
40%? That's a little better.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean 40 proof. I don't know why I was thinking that.
And what about on your bullet rye?
Bullet rye, I'm actually not too sure. I didn't really research it. Or I didn't even like really look at the bottle really.
You didn't look at the bottle before you opened it? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean, I ripped the plastic off of the top, and then
you're not a connoisseur, you're an alcoholic.
I'm not an alcoholic, I'm a drunk. Alcoholics go to meetings.
Yeah, right.
I just like to drink, not in excess, but I mean, I like to have fun. I mean, I like to feel good. I don't want to, like, overdo it, but I definitely like to get a little bit of a buzz every now and again, or maybe 3 times a week.
Right. Only 3 times a week?
I mean, that's not including the weekends.
The paternity test came back, and that has been proven to be a lie. By the way, guys, I'm Cole Clayton, and this is my buddy, Davis Cohen.
And we just want to really thank you for sticking with us through the whole season. If you're one of the people that have been listening since day one, we really love you. We really appreciate it. We love all our fans. We love anyone who watches.
Anybody who's listened at all, honestly, like.
Anybody who listens at all, we adore you and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And we really hope that you are itching to hear season two.
Yeah, man, this was a fun season.
We learned a lot.
We learned a lot. We got to hang out with some cool people.
We did. We got to have some interesting guests, and we really are kind of seeing a lot more of not only how people think, but the people in our community think, because these are all people that are local. We didn't have to fly people in from out of state. We didn't have to look for many people because people were interested to come on, and they were right around the corner from where we live.
Yeah, I was actually surprised it's so easy to find guests.
Yeah. Like a
It
lot of people
was.
are always interested. You just have to search them out. Or just put the interest out there, and then it's like a fish. You put the lure and they come and grab it.
It might have also been the fact that people are bored out of their fucking minds because we were halfway done with COVID.
True. I mean, people were
They're
looking.
halfway through a year at least.
I mean, yeah, I can totally agree with that. During the whole COVID shit, I can't even remember how many like different TV shows me and my girlfriend watched.
I've watched all the
And
television shows.
dude, like I go on net
I've watched them all.
dude, I literally like log into Netflix and I'm like, it's not even worth it. It's not even worth me looking. I've seen
Just
everything
cancel
there.
your subscription.
I mean, I don't pay for it. We get it from a friend.
Same.
I mean, he's an OG, but we get it from him. And shout out B, but thank you for your Netflix money.
Socialism.
But he or I'm sorry, we watched like all of Netflix to the point where it wasn't even worth my time to go looking through Netflix. So I haven't been on Netflix in like months. I literally just watch like reruns of shit on Hulu, and I'm starting to get into Disney Plus.
Yeah, Disney Plus. Have you seen WandaVision yet?
No, I haven't. It's on my list
Check it
though.
out. It's up there. I don't know if you're a big Marvel fan or
I am.
not,
I'm a huge
but
Marvel fan.
it's good.
Is it?
Yeah, and it's a continuation of the MCU, so.
So is that set like after Endgame?
It is. I thought it
Okay.
was gonna be weird too. And I will say this goes for our viewers too who haven't checked it out. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. I am a big what do you call it? Cinephile. I love movies. I love television. I can sit there and watch 10 hours straight of television if it's good. You're gonna have to push through the first three episodes.
Really?
And it's not because it's boring as shit.
There's a lot of information.
It's a lot of information, and you don't realize that it's information. You're watching it, and you're like, what the fuck is this? And then you get to episode four, and you're like, oh, all of that's fucking starting to make sense now. You know what I mean? So, and I'm on
Right.
episode six. I think there's gonna be a total of nine episodes. I think the seventh episode actually comes out tonight.
Do they do that shit where it's like all in chronological order, or like it's like mixed up
It
like a
kind of
Tarantino?
flashes back and
So
forth.
it's like a Tarantino film.
Almost, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
I mean, but those are kind of cool though. I
But it
like
has
those.
to do with the multiverse and how
True.
the Avengers fucked up the timelines after they time traveled. And so it takes place after that, after Tony Stark is dead and everything. Spoiler, it's been 3 years. Calm down.
Yeah,
Right.
that was an Endgame. Chill your shit. It was a big
The
thing.
biggest
Everyone
movie
saw
of
it.
all time. If you haven't seen it, that's your fault.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it at this point,
During a whole year of being stuck in the house.
either you're not a Marvel fan or you just don't deserve to watch it
Right.
at
Episode five or six, one of them actually completely blew my mind. Like, never has television or a movie ever blown my mind like this.
Really?
Honestly, I gotta say, I think it's episode five where my mind I was just like, what the fuck are they doing? This is insane. And I was so excited, I'm not gonna lie. So definitely, if you haven't seen it, check it out. You need to check it out as soon as you can, because that shit's dope. I know you like to go to work and watch movies, so.
I mean, when I can. Dude, I'm in such a busy season right now because we're rolling out new fucking computers. Like,
What's that like?
a pain in the ass. So much that I don't even want to talk about it. But yeah, I will definitely check out that WandaVision. That sounds really interesting. Because I've seen, like, all the fucking commercials for it. And so many people tell me, or not tell me, but I see so much hype about it. And it really makes me want to see it. And then I just never have the fucking time.
That's fair. You know
But.
what I actually hate about pop culture nowadays? If you don't get around to watching something right away, and you're
You get like
lucky.
criticized for it.
It's not that. Yeah, you deserve to get criticized if you don't watch it right away.
Depending on what it
But
is. Depending on what it is. Like I will give someone way more shit
for like not seeing like the latest like the latest season of Rick and Morty versus if they were to not see the latest Mission Impossible
That's
movies.
fair. Yeah.
Like, we get it, Tom. You do your own stunts.
Right. At age 60.
Yeah, like, how
He's
old are
old
you
as
now?
fuck now, yeah.
He's old as shit. And like, did you see that? I'm like, I was one of the few, one of the last few Mission Impossible movies. He was on set and was doing one of his own stunts, and he was jumping from one building to the next.
Broke his leg,
He
right?
broke his fucking shin, and like, I mean, the man was a fucking OG. He climbed the fuck up off that ledge and finished the fucking
You
scene.
better, because you ain't gonna be the bitch who, I do all my own stunts, break your leg. I had to go to hospital. You don't want to be that guy.
And I think they actually used that scene in the movie too.
They probably do. That's usually how it goes.
I
Just
mean,
out of respect for the actors.
you can see that he's like limping, but then like after like a few more shots, he's not limping anymore because like they probably fixed him up
So
with their
there.
Hollywood magic, where some doctor comes in and probably just gives him a shot of some random voodoo shit, just fixes him
Cortisone.
instantly.
Yeah.
Just fixes him instantly.
Well, yeah, because they're just like athletes.
Yeah. They're irreplaceable, but we are.
I mean, they work hard. They do.
I mean, they do. They
And
entertain a lot of people.
I hate the whole sentiment of, they're athletes. They're not as important. Their actors are not as important. They're not as important. But they were smart enough to get into an industry and work really hard at it that makes a lot of money. I can't hate them for that. That's my opinion on it.
Yeah.
And I used to be that way until I got into the entertainment industry. Now, of course,
Now
I'm
you realize how hard
backtracking.
it is to make
Yeah.
money.
It's just that, like, I just don't care. If I, honestly, my whole war on the rich is kind of ending. I'm kind of going, trying to pull back on the whole the rich versus the poor shit. Yeah, the rich don't get taxed, and they should. But honestly, I think we need to start taxing corporations more than people. That's what I think, because corporations don't get taxed either, so
Why
really.
don't, so does it, does your tax bracket, like the higher you get in your tax bracket, does that mean the less amount of taxes are taken out? Or the
No,
more amount of taxes?
just the more amount of money you make, everybody is generally taxed the same, but the more amount of money you make, the more you're able to pay a lawyer to find these loopholes, and then you can. There are things that like, oh, you can donate money, and then that's a write-off, and you really just get that money back with your tax return. If you buy a cow, that's a tax break. If you buy a jet, that's a tax break. Your own private jet rather than a public
Yeah.
plane. That's a. So the more money you have, the easier it is to find these tax breaks. You know what I mean? Because you can let go of your money for a little bit as it comes back to you. When you're poor, or not even poor, but like a just what do you middle class, you can't just ship out 50 grand to a charity for a whole year. You know what I mean? While you're waiting for your tax return. You know what I mean? So that's what it
Exactly.
comes down to is everybody generally gets taxed the same, but when it comes around to doing your taxes, you don't really. So.
Different topic. I wanted to ask you something. What did you think of our first season?
Dude, I had a blast. It was good for me because I made some pretty valuable connections from it as a comedian. And just in general, like I got out more. My 2020 New Year's resolution was I wanted to go get out of my house and experience life more. That
Yeah.
was my 2020 resolution.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, the pandemic.
That was God telling you, stay the fuck inside.
Right.
You're too much for people.
Exactly.
Your comedy's too harsh. Cool it down a little
Oh, I
bit.
got a story to tell you about that later. Fucking, but. So, come November, we started the podcast, November 2020,
Has it
and
really been since November?
I mean, that's 3 months. It's not that long, really. It's February. It's the end of February, but
I mean, it felt like it was longer than that.
man, yeah, you're telling me. It did feel like it. We
Like,
put so much work into this podcast. That's what it is,
I mean,
honestly. Like this last episode, honestly, like I was just like dragging my feet on it too. Getting it like us, I'm sure you were too. It's just like We need the break. I'm glad it's the last episode of the season.
Dude,
we need
same.
The break. Because we put a lot of work in it. I'm excited for season two.
Well, we did a lot of preparation, and I think that helped us out in the end. I mean, yeah, so at times we didn't have the greatest quality, but we did the best that we possibly could with what we have.
Right.
And, I mean, people listened, and I'm hoping that we get more viewers, and it would be great to. And, I mean, I'm not saying that we have a whole lot to offer, but we do offer a little bit of entertainment.
I mean, I gotta say, I don't want to pat ourselves on the back or anything, but based off of you guys, our listeners, people like our shit. Like, if we stay on projection with this episode, we'll hit 1,000 views for the whole first season, which I think it was way surpassed my fucking goals.
I gotta be honest, I didn't think that we were even gonna get this far.
Really?
I thought that we were going to get, like, maybe half a season in and realize that no one wanted anything to do with what we had to say.
Dude, 5%, 6%, actually, I checked yesterday, 6%, shout out Australia, 6% of our viewers are from Australia.
Fuck yeah, from the land down under.
The land down under, don't piss them off.
we love you, Aussies.
That's like almost 60 views right there.
hey, the Australia has brought like a lot of great things. I mean, they do have some terrifying fucking creatures there. Like, I wouldn't go camping in Australia, but they have some good comedians and shit that have come out of Australia.
Jim Jefferies is a fucking
the
beast. I don't know how Australians feel about Jim Jefferies. He could go either way, but I will say I love him. He's funny to me. So.
Yeah, and Shammy on YouTube, he's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's fucking hilarious. Shout out to you, bro. And who else? There's a few other people. I couldn't remember their names. I don't know. There's a lot of famous Australians. Y'all are cool people.
This is a knife guy. What's his name?
Oh, Crocodile Dundee. Hell yeah, dude. I fucking loved that movie.
I'm sure you guys hear this all the time, but we fucking actually, we're Americans. We're ignorant of anything outside of America, so we're just gonna be honest with you guys. But we fucking love you guys, and we're so glad that y'all actually like our shit. 60 views shows that y'all are actually caring to listen, so we're happy to have you. We're glad to have you. Ireland, too. Y'all are 1%. Y'all aren't as interested as Australia, but y'all seem to like us, too. That's 10 views.
Yeah, tell your friends at the bar.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Y'all are all hanging out at the bar. They don't have podcasts in bars yet.
Yeah, so just a lot of Dropkick Murphys and pints.
TVs and musicians and comedians. I can go to an Irish bar.
Dude, I fucking love Irish bars.
I've never been to Ireland, but...
I mean, I've never been to actual Ireland, so excuse me for not saying... accuse me for not saying the Americanized version of an Irish pub.
A pub, yeah.
I have not been to a legit pub in Ireland, but... The Irish pubs in America, I mean, they're fun. I've heard it's a lot different in Ireland. Like, some of them are actually, like, they're kind of fun and that shit, but then some of them are actually kind of, like, laid back, and people just go there to get a drink, and, like, it's not, like, a bunch of partying and shit.
I mean, the stereotypes come from somewhere.
Well, definitely they come from somewhere.
What do they call it, a mulligan? What is it? What is the thing? Where is it?
That's
the
Irish a redo.
Bar fight. The Irish bar fights. What is it called? Is it a mulligan?
I have no idea.
There's a name for it. An O'Shaughnessy. Something like that.
I always thought a mulligan was like... The only time I've heard someone say a mulligan is when I was on the golf course and someone like fucked up their shot and they were like... They pulled the ball out of their pocket like, mulligan.
Yeah, it's a golf term. Oh, there's a name for like a bar fight. It's an Irish name for a bar fight. I think it probably originated over here, ironically. But... It's a bar fight where somebody loses, like, a limb or an eye or something. It's, like, a really bad bar fight that the cops won't even break up. They'll just let it, like run its course before they start taking everybody to jail.
I mean, to be honest, I don't think if I was a cop and I walked into a bar fight, I don't think I'd get in the middle of it either.
Especially a specifically violent one.
I would assess the situation. I'd be like, okay, no one's got a broken bottle.
No one's got anything in their hands. No knives, no guns.
These are ones just, that do have knives and broken bottles.
Though. Okay, okay. But definitely, though. Okay, there's,
these are where there's people two lose way- limbs where the cops are like, we're going to wait till it's over to arrest people.
Yeah, yeah. There's two ways that it's going to go down. Either the cops are going to sit there and wait and say, hey, no one's got anything. We'll just let them hash it out. Or they're going to say, oh, they got a bunch of shit and I don't want to die today.
Because it's so, like a group effort fight. You know what I mean? Like, it's a huge fight.
It's us versus them and there's two of us and six of them. Do we have the odds? Hell no, we don't.
There's only 30 bullets here.
There's 30 bullets and are you really telling me you're that good of a shot?
Right.
Are you 100% accurate?
Gonna have to hit them all.
What's your KD on COD?
Like 0.3. I'm garbage, dude. Nah, I'm kidding. It's like 0.6, but still. It's not a 1 anywhere near. My brothers are like a 3. A 3.0. Like, they're murder, man. They're like professional gamers.
Like, the higher the number, the better or whatever?
Okay, so 3.0 means that they get 3 kills per life.
Okay.
On average.
Okay. And then like a 0.6 would mean you
almost get half a kill per life. It means I die twice.
You die more than
the, yeah, it means you die twice for every person. I get a kill. Okay. Yeah. So.
Right on.
Yeah. Which, man, I feel like is pretty average. But my brothers give me shit for it. So.
Dude, honestly, at this point in life, other than the pandemic, like before the pandemic, like life when life was like pretty decent, like
normal.
Hashtag under the Obama administration.
Amen, brother.
When everything was cool and chillax, it was really a great time to just be out in the world.
Yeah.
Like, and at that point in your life, like, do you really want to be playing a video game and like, oh, I got the highest KD ratio in my school? Yeah,
that's not new generation, man. That's what they do. They love it. I mean, I don't like to hate on younger generation.
I'm not hating on them. I'm just saying you got
it. That's just what they like, you know? Like, what are you going to do?
I mean, yeah, like my parents always told, or my mom always told me, get a hobby. And I got hobbies. And like,
I mean, they were hobbies, like, video gaming, to be fair. But
yeah, I mean, hobbies are video games, or video games are hobbies, but like, it's kind of like unproductive. Like, I mean, like, if you get like a hobby of like maybe like doing carpentry or like doing something like
honest God, my hobby is making jokes. I've been doing it my whole life. I mean, I've been hilarious ever since you've known me,
pretty much.
And then I was like, why don't I just
get paid for this?
Oh, and that's another thing.
How's like, that been working out? How's your comedy going?
It's going
I don't think we've really talked about that much on here.
There's some ups and downs. I have offended some people, and I have made progress with other people. You know what I mean? Like, I offended all of Lakewood the other day. Like, really? I like so bad that I thought I was gonna get my ass kicked after the show. Like, I was shaking. Like,
and you're a big dude.
Yeah. Well, the whole fucking city. To be fair.
What did you say? In a nutshell.
I said, you heard Black Lives Matter was awarded, or not awarded, they were nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, right?
Mm-hmm.
I told them, or I said, the premise of the joke was, I don't think it's a noble cause to say black people deserve common decency. You know what I mean? How somebody was like, Black Lives Matter, and then somebody else was like, wow, that's so noble. Wow, holy shit. I've never even thought of that. Like, what? Okay, and then I said, if I was Black Lives Matter, I would email back the Nobel Peace Prize committee and say, you know what? That's really cool. I appreciate that. That's very wide of you, but you can shove that trophy up your ass. And I think it was that's very wide of you that really fucking pissed everybody off. But
was most of the crowd white?
It was mixed.
Really?
Oh, speaking of past times, we got an old guest back over here. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How you doing, brother?
What's poppin', slime?
This is our boy Michael from
the What Happens in Mexico episode.
Yeah.
What's up?
So what you been doing, man? You got any new things on your plate, or you always got something new going on every time I see you?
It's funny that you ask. I got a shoot going tomorrow.
Oh, really? Shit.
Right on.
Yeah, it's going to be our Sunday fun day.
Right on.
So it's a toss-up right now. There's one spitballed idea, which I don't really even know the topic behind, but there's another one. It's all dedicated towards baked goods. The pies, the cakes, the truffles, if you want to make homentations even, yeah.
Isn't cake like an actual like slang term for sex?
No.
I think it is.
Butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks.
So does that mean that you're going to like be like posing with like a pie or something?
Like,
fuck yeah.
Like,
eating the pie, having food fights.
He's too young for the reference.
Dude, he's totally going to... He's totally going to pull an American pie. I'm saying he's going to fuck the pie. Dude, if they ask you to fuck the pie, are you going to say no?
I'm going to say yeah. I'd say yes.
If you want my dick in a cherry pie, we will put it there.
Has to be one of those double-decker pies. I just assume.
It's got to be.
I imagine somebody who a specimen like yourself, you probably gotta be packing a big dick too. So you got one of the big top double decker pies from like the cherry pie video.
I don't know what the fuck that is. Is it through the center of it?
The double decker pie. It's just real tall. It's real tall. That way your whole dick can fit in the pie. That way, you know. Wait, are you flaccid in this scenario, or?
Oh yeah, I'm not always like. To be honest,
do they make you get rock?
Yeah, do you have to slap it?
No,
get it ready?
No, it just gets up there.
It's just ready.
He's already. Like, I am ready. Let's get this done.
Oh, you're 24, right?
Is this wax? It is.
You got wax in your pocket?
Holy fuck! Maybe it could be a chip. I don't know.
That's dabs for this. the viewers.
You know what? You know what's a funny thing? I actually,
You're from the bright state of Michigan. It's all legal here.
Right. Yeah. Michigan. We've been talking about Cleveland forever. We know.
I don't live here in Cleveland.
Damn, you got a lot of wax in your pocket, bro.
Look, no, I don't know what that is. Maybe it was like a stash tortilla chip from Mexico.
He's throwing away. It's definitely not dabs for the viewers.
Shit, if it was, I still wouldn't. I don't know what it is.
And you're not
willing to put it.
If it was dabs, you wouldn't have thrown it away.
Shit, I could have forgot about it last time I wore this coat. I don't know when.
Oh shit,
dude, it's been cold.
Could you imagine you got pulled over and they're just like, yeah, "What's this?" Crack.
You tell me, officer.
Why do you know so much, officer?
Yeah, it's like, you seen this shit before? Have you done it?
The cops are gonna be like, "Wow, he must have passed out." In the presence of a cop. Looks like somebody sprinkled some crack on him and got the fuck out of here.
Dave Chappelle.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle.
The great one.
Oh, merciful one.
Dave Chappelle the great.
All hail Dave! All hail Dave! Men in Black.
Oh, yeah. I got the reference. Oh, yeah, you know, we're on a podcast. I'm getting high at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, Mikey Ramirez.
Lost inside it. even find myself.
Triple A, dude.
Guys, again, that was Mikey Ramirez. He is the lead singer of the band Thoth. Their band showcased a song from the beginning of the first season. Definitely check out Thoth on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, everything. Thank you. Back to the show. So, contrast. Beginning of podcast from first episode to now. What's been different? Not even just about the podcast, but your life in general.
I mean, I bought a new house.
That's a big one. You know?
Fucking huge.
Yeah, it is a big house, too. You know?
My first house. I mean, it's not a big house. I bought my first house and proud of it. It's not a huge house, but I mean, it's just enough space. Like Michael said, it was just enough space to not have any extra. And it fills up nicely. I don't have too much shit, so I mean, I didn't need a lot of space to begin with, and I'm not really a pack rat.
Right.
Everything in my house has a place. It's just not all put away yet. Because I mean, granted, I moved like 2 weeks ago, still putting shit away. But
yeah, that never ends.
I got a new dog. We're fostering a dog, and that's pretty fucking cool. And yeah. We're probably gonna keep it.
Have you decided to start making babies yet?
Fuck no, dude.
that'll be next month.
No, dude.
That's how it goes.
The way my grandmother put it when she saw this house, she was like, "Wow, this is just right amount of space to not have any add-ons." And I said, "Grandma, I don't want kids. You may not be a great grandmother, and I won't be disappointed."
I didn't want kids either, so you see where that got me. So
yeah, but
I mean, I love my kid. Don't get me wrong.
But I'm pretty sure I have a better pull-out game than you.
No, okay. I'm tired of people saying that shit.
It's because
I have great pull-out game. I have been great at pulling out ever since, and before that, I just didn't at the time. I just wasn't pulling out. Like, okay, I don't hear your shit.
Fair enough. Well, speaking of pulling out, do they make you do any weird shit when you're posing on their mic?
Yeah, man, condoms are about $15 a piece, you know.
What? $15 a piece?
No, for a box, you know, and then, you know, a kid's usually worth about 215 grand by 18. I'm just gonna spend that $15.
Oh, we were talking about your modeling.
I was just chiming back into that.
Fair enough. And if you're really pinched, because condoms break, $500 for an abortion is pretty reasonable.
That's cheap.
Right. Dude, that's less than my house payment.
No, dude, that's rent.
Right. That's my rent. My rent's about six, so...
housing in Cleveland is so cheap.
It's so much cheaper to buy than it is to rent, and I learned that
it is
when I bought this house. I was like, that's my payment per month, before utilities.
Yeah,
damn, okay, that's manageable as fuck. Like, I don't pay a lot for this house. And, like, it literally costs less than getting a two-bedroom apartment literally anywhere halfway decent.
I mean, it's not built for six-footers, but, I mean...
No, I mean, granted...
You and Becca are a couple of hobbits, so it's fine.
Granted, this house was also built in 1931.
Oh, right, when people were shorter. Eating food. Yeah, right. They're like, how do we survive? We'll just not eat lunch or dinner or breakfast or snacks
all week. We just won't eat anything except dinner. And we'll have a small dinner once a day.
Right, it'll be beans.
Beans and rice.
I'm just fucking with you. I love your house. It's nice. It's actually... What's going on with that fucking window, though? That's creepy.
Which window?
You got a giant window in the front. It's just like...
In the front of the house?
Yeah.
Giant enclosed porch.
Is that what it is? Gotcha.
Did you not notice that when you came in?
I don't pay attention to details. Like, yeah. I feel like you could have the whole fucking neighborhood just staring out the window at everybody. Just like, I mean, I don't know about you, but I stare out the window and watch people.
I mean, I'm not creepy and watch my neighbors.
I watch the shit out of my neighbors, dude.
Dude, the only time that I, like...
You're the motherfucker that snitches, huh?
No, I just keep a note in case.
Like, he just gets dirt on people. And then, like, he's like, hey, cut my lawn. No, I don't have to. Oh, well, if you don't want me to talk to the feds about you selling some crack the other night, then you gonna cut my lawn.
Oh, yeah? Who's that blonde chick coming over your house while your wife was gone?
Yeah. Yeah, and why was she here for, like, an hour and then left?
Let's hang out and have a beer, goddammit. I don't even know your name. Blackmailing me to be my friend.
It's like that TV show Santa Clarita Diet, where that cop and Joe, and he wants, or cop and Joel, and he desperately wants to be his friend, but he won't. It's like
that. My neighbors hate me.
So
that's hard. So do mine. That's only because I have, like, loud motors and motorcycles. Obnoxiously loud.
Yeah.
That's only because... All right, so I don't know if you guys have noticed. I'm kind of... I'm happy that it's loud. Look, it sounds good, but it is way too fucking loud.
It is pretty fucking loud.
But imagine this scenario. A younger driver, or hell, you guys, my fucking parents, grandparents even, motherfuckers that can't hear blasting music in there. Maybe people that are on their phone merging onto the freeway, getting through rush hour. You never know. Maybe
don't
someone
hear that
slammed on their brakes in front of them and they didn't notice and they swerve over into my lane. Look, if you have a quiet bike, chances are they're not going to fucking see you. Chances are if I have a loud bike, they're at least going to be able to hear me. There's a thing there. Probably shouldn't. And usually, I never sit in someone's blind spot, especially when on a bike.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets on my nerves when cars do that.
Oh, my God, yeah. I can't imagine.
I just slow the fuck down. I was like, look, go ahead. Right. Do you, boo?
Right in your fucking blind spots.
I want to get a bike soon.
Disrespectful ass shit.
Come summer.
You might as well just buy the coffin that comes with it.
Well, I mean, he's managed to buy two before he's bought a coffin, so I think he's got a pretty good ratio.
He never said when you buy the coffin.
Right.
But yeah.
And also, this guy over here, like, he's riding on some serious good luck here. Somebody was like, hey, do you want a job to just be naked? And you're like, yeah, that's great luck, all right? Don't be comparing your life to his.
Yeah, the last time I told him that I wanted to buy a motorcycle,
he got a house, I don't. I'm paying rent.
He got a secondary income on the books. So
I don't got a secondary income.
You got a woman. What are you talking about? Oh. She works. She helps pay bills.
Oh, that. I thought you meant like a second job. I was like, I got a second job.
I mean, that's essentially what it is.
Having
really a person help contribute.
It's a second job that someone else does for me.
I mean, she's your woman. That's your property.
I mean,
I'm kidding.
And we just lost our female viewers.
No, we did.
We got up to 25%.
Look, we came in way.
When you were on the episode, we were up to 17.
Bro,
we got up to 25 before this episode. I just killed them all.
Yeah, your episode like kind of
I'm
like
kidding.
Got us a lot of female viewers.
Yeah, lot.
Yeah.
We shot up from 17 to 22 at that time after that episode. Yeah, it was
is
wild.
That a difference? That's a huge thing.
5%? Yeah, that's a big deal. Especially when we're at 1,000 views. So
I'll take it.
Yeah.
What it do?
You want to plug your magazine or not yet?
No, I said go naked. Go naked magazine. Go ahead. Open up a second tab thing.
Bust it out.
Look, I'll give you a hint. I'm legal.
I'm legal.
So that could range from like 18 and up.
Well, I hope there's nothing under 18. It depends on where you're at in the country or in the world.
Yeah, there's some fucks.
That's fucked up.
Well, Australia, I think. I don't want to shit on our viewers in Australia, which is 5%. The same little thing that we said was a lot. It's 16 is the age of consent there. So.
Shit, is age of consent here in Ohio?
It is Ohio too. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Y'all want to go to the high school later?
No.
I'm kidding.
Those jokes, dude.
Okay, Matthew McConaughey.
I'm kidding.
You creepy as hell.
I'm like, here you got 3 water bottles over here, my man.
Yeah, I brought one down here.
Whoa, hold up. Hold on, put it back. You see the difference in like how much water is in these?
See, this is the government.
Two of them are open. I'm telling you.
None of them are open.
Interesting.
Crack yours.
Is one dented maybe?
And crack yours.
Yeah, this.
Yeah, something ain't right.
See?
Giant Eagle.
Right.
See? Giant Eagle be stimping on the water.
Dude,
goddamn Pittsburghers.
Goddamn $2 for a 24 pack. My fuck y'all.
Dude, I went to the store the other day. I went to the store the other day, and I bought two of these 24 packs for $5.
Who? What? $5 for?
$5 for
that's cheap
for two 24 packs. I mean, it was a
pretty not bad, good. I guess.
Dude, you gotta go to fucking. You have you ever been to Sam's Club?
Fuck no, dude.
Bro.
I got the fucking. You gotta get the club pass and all that. Dude, Costco.
Dude,
just use my fucking mom's and my nana's. Like, yeah, go to Costco.
My grandparents have like a membership to like Costco and Sam's Club. I'm just like, pick one. It's the same shit, just a different label.
His grandparents are like multimillionaires, to be fair.
They're not multimillionaires, but they're well off.
Shit.
Have you been to his grandparents' house?
That's
the farm?
It's a mini mansion.
They're self-made people.
The farm? That one?
In Chardon?
Yeah, the one for the graduation?
Yeah. That's their house.
Dude, they're living modest as fuck.
I mean, that is fair, but not on the house, yeah.
It's
but,
not a huge house.
But they get all the bells and whistles on shit.
It's 8 acres, two of it's a pond, and then like another two of it is woods.
And I have like ATVs, dirt bikes.
Dude, that's what I'm telling them.
They don't have all that?
We used to have a fucking snowmobile, and that shit was the dopest shit ever, because it was like one of the bitches from like the 70s.
Mm.
And it just had like no fucking like speed limiter in it. So like you could just fucking haul ass down the driveway, and we had all these like cutways through the snow because my grandpa would take the tractor around and like stamp down a bunch of fucking snow like all throughout the yard, so we had like a huge like tracks. We could go all the way around the pond, we could go through the woods, all in like the big open fields. And then we had so much fun with that bitch. And you know what was crazy about it? This bitch was old as fuck. But my grandfather drove this old ass snowmobile clear across the pond when it was frozen multiple times, like for multiple years. And then one year he drove it over a soft spot. And it sunk halfway in and just kind of froze halfway in and halfway out. We had to drag a catamaran over to it and tie it off to a catamaran and cut the ice around it with chainsaws. And we pulled it out of the lake, pulled it up onto the ice and then off the ice with my grandma's truck.
That's pretty cool. That's
it was pretty dope. It was a big thing. Like, they have pictures of it. And it was pretty fucking crazy. And then it thawed out that next, like, during the spring and then into the summer. Like, it was a huge block of ice, like, all through the whole, like, engine.
Damn.
And you know what was weird? That bitch must have been sealed as a motherfucker, because it just all melted off. My grandma changed the oil, and it's fired right up.
Interesting.
Old machinery never dies like that.
Mm-hmm. I know, dude.
All new shit is made to break.
Well, yeah. So that's because you guys, the viewer, they hate to blame you. You guys are consumers.
Yeah.
We're all consumers.
Fix your shit. Or buy better shit.
Boycott. Boycott.
Don't boycott. Don't boycott.
We're not talking about boycotting your magazine.
No.
We like your magazine.
Well, what are we boycotting?
Things that don't fucking work.
What? The world?
Yeah, fair enough.
What are we going to do?
Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Neither of them work.
He's always reading off papers. He can't, like, come up with something.
He's sleepy. Sleepy as fuck, man.
Sleepy and creepy.
Better than the last dude. Last dude has.
I don't think they are. I think they're both equal. I think they're equals.
Like, honestly. Like I was saying earlier, can we just go back to the chill time when we had Barack Obama in office? Like, everything was pretty chill back
then. Yeah, man. We need pretty easy. We need people.
A lot of shit went down.
Not here, but like overseas, they fucked up a lot of stuff.
Hey, that's over there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, that's like,
you know, they're people too.
That's fair. But
like 40,000. Yeah, a little bit higher.
40,000 what?
Like citizens, civilians.
Oh, civilian casualties? They were kind of happy.
Over the course of 8 years, it's not a lot.
That's Dick Cheney's America.
War Dick Dogs. Cheney's America. I love this.
Rest in peace,
Rush Limbaugh.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Fuck that guy. When he died, I was like surprised he wasn't already dead. I was like,
dude, so was I. I was like, that dude is old as hell. That dude's a dinosaur.
There's some pizza upstairs. Go for it.
She already had like four slices.
I'm not gonna be upset if you eat the rest of it.
You're gonna be bloated for your shoot tomorrow.
I don't give a fuck.
Nah, he's a model. He's gonna go home and throw up.
I'm believing.
Yeah, right.
Do they have any like?
And there goes the rest. There goes the women.
Everybody knows this podcast is not. We're not hating. We don't mean anything angry or hateful towards anybody. But it is.
We make fun of all people.
Yeah, it's a bit of a barroom chat. That's what it is. You know what I mean? Like, we're all just shooting shit.
We're the people that say, all jokes matter.
All jokes matter. You might be on the line there, man.
Shit, I mean,
there's a reason I'm the comedian.
Out here offending the whole community. Right. The one we live in.
We're not. Season 2 is already canceled.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So what's been doing your life? Didn't you get a new job?
Yeah. I really enjoy it, to be honest with you.
But dude,
I manage inventory for an auto parts distributor.
Okay.
Where I will not say. This is going out to the world. That would just not be
fair
smart.
Enough.
We
can
talk about it later. If you need parts, not to the viewers, but to y'all too, I got you. OEM, $40. What it do?
I might have to dig up on the part. I mean, you're not going to give me $40 for a whole front end.
Yeah, you give me an engine for $40.
I mean, for a bumper, yeah. On like a 2050, like on yours.
I don't need a front end, but I mean, if you're handing them out,
I thought you just said 110 part, for $40.
Yeah, for the bumper cover, probably with the fog lights. You get the front end. You also get the grill with it.
So is it all just cosmetic okay. stuff, or is it any part really?
You need harmonic balancers for your motors. You need coils, springs. I'm not gonna go down the list.
So just anything really?
Yeah, come on.
So is it like a?
I'm gonna have to
like
up on that.
Is it like a junkyard type of place where like you'll just like take cars in, or like is it like certain parts?
A pull apart type of place. Okay.
We do not let anyone into the yard specifically because of the fact that people just take shit.
Right.
Yeah, that's not. It's a really different work environment than I'm used to. To be honest with you, it's really loose. Not in the sense that, you know, you show up late or it's people that come in there always trying to get a deal. You can kind of negotiate, broker it a little bit, and then if they start giving you lip, you give them lip. I mean, come on, that's just the neighborhood, and it fits perfectly. You know, it's inner. I'd probably like southeast Cleveland, still within the city limits, still really close to downtown. You know, it's from like
hop and skip away,
huh? Exactly, less than a fucking rock's throw. It's a shithole.
It's a shithole. That's how I feel about every job.
You know, every place in Cleveland is like that.
The owner's aware of it, and he's allowing me to do what I know how to do. Maintaining, at least putting things together and making sure that they're going to last. I'd be the worst business, because I'd be out of it within however long it took to get all the parts out. It's not going to break. I don't like to. I don't like going back and fixing shit like doors. Easiest example, like I'm opening this door like 4-5 times a day, and I've been working there for like a month and a half, 2 months, and the bitch is like always like, it opens at a weird angle. I was like, I'm just gonna put some screws in, you know. It takes all of 30 seconds, you know. It turned out to be taking off the entire door, fixing it, and doing all this other stuff. I mean, come on.
What you don't know is that the whole fucking foundation is actually just shifting.
Every fucking
not
day.
Not his
man.
Problem.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It is my problem, because I fucking work in there, man. It's gonna fucking.
I mean, you're just gonna fall into a pit one day. No one's gonna know.
Honest to God, OSHA, if you work for OSHA, fuck off. If you don't work for OSHA, keep listening. There are fucking like holes in this floor, and it's this like old wooden, and we all can actually like come around a campfire around this one. You remember those like thin wooded slats on the gym floors in like early elementary school? Or fuck, go there now. Those thin slats, all of it, and it's that old wood it's just fucking reliable. No matter what, it's there, and it like
forever.
It doesn't mold. It doesn't like. It doesn't. It's
just there.
Fucking go away. Or look, the holes are. It's a built. Floor, so it's, and it used to be an old warehouse, so all the trucks that were coming in, so the floor is, you know, 5 feet, 6 feet up from the original foundation. Well, let me tell you, when the roof starts caving in, and when it starts turning into drips, you know, what is wood? You know, it's gonna absorb moisture, it's gonna now start to rot. Well, now we got big ass holes the size of, you know, you could probably fit like 10 of me in there and just kind of like standing around like, what the fuck? And comfortably. There's W01. That's one of the like the locations. W1 and GR1.
You were gonna give us the place earlier.
I'm gonna tell you what the fucking like location is. Like, that's not public.
Okay.
You know, so this thing. Yeah, I tell you.
So your
shelves are missing, man. Shelves
in
have
the
been
floor?
Swallowed by this floor, and all we've done is grab the support beam, which miraculously holds up. Like, the floor around it's gone, but the support beam's fucking solid. We've thrown like hoods and like metal shelves over these holes, and you kind of just like walk on over them, or you hop over the hole. Like the first one, it's like you either step on the support beam, which is like 2 feet away on the left hand side from the wall, and like 3 feet away from the right hand side. So you're really fucking gambling. If you know you miss me, you going too fast. Fuck it.
I think
just get on in.
Man, you're taking.
I'd be like Donkey from the first Shrek when they cross the bridge over the lava.
Shrek, I'm looking down.
I haven't seen that movie in fucking years.
No, it's an old ass movie.
What are you talking about?
That movie's like 20 years old now.
I know.
It's so old, but it's such an original.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. It's so great.
Shit, I feel old. I'm only 22.
You're only 22?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, shit. I feel old now.
I mean, I'm only a year older than him.
So I'll be 27 in a few months.
Water bottle there. People weren't like, what the fuck is that movie?
Headphone users.
Boggum.
They know
what it is.
Make your jokes.
But, yeah. Exactly.
Well,
shit.
I
thank you for coming down and spending some little bit of time with us.
All right, I got kicked out.
No,
fuck you.
No, I'm not kicking
you out. Dude, it's a good time. I got work in the morning and shit.
I'm not kicking you out. I'm just saying that this is we're wrapping up the end of the episode right here. This was,
oh, shit. What's up, Cracker?
The final episode of season one. We finally had our first repeat guest, I guess?
We had our first repeat guest came in to make a special appearance just for the ladies.
Just for the ladies.
To the male viewers, that's who the magazine is dedicated to. Go naked, go. Fuck it, go for it.
I mean, I'm straight as a whistle.
You'll see what you're looking for, no matter who you are.
It's pretty good.
I'm on the cover for one. That's a dead giveaway. It's in a colder month.
Oh, okay. So your nipples are hard. I get what you're putting down.
I was just getting cold, dude. It's fucking freezing down here.
Well,
yeah, it's chilly down here.
I want to thank you all for listening for this first season, and I hope that the pandemic doesn't hit you too hard or at all. And do you have any closing remarks?
Thank you, our listeners. We love you guys, and we'll be back hopefully this summer. We'll get back to you on the Facebook page whenever we plan to start up again. And I will have a cooking show podcast being put on Patreon. I'm going to have Davis as a guest on one of the episodes. Maybe Michael, if he's interested. We'll do some vegan shit, because I know how you are with your meals. You're going to throw it up anyway. I'm going to make it easier for you to throw up.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, sometimes, well, pack a little bit of chunk in. I like when it hits my teeth on the way
up. It's going to be called coleslaw. You just say it, coleslaw. But, yeah, man, this was fun. I had a great fucking... I had a blast. Never thought that, you know, we got as many viewers as we did get. But, yeah, I love you guys.
Overall, great season.
Yeah, awesome.
Season one, over and out.
Butthole. I love butthole. I don't know about you.
I like vagina.
I'm a butthole guy.
Vagina's fucking great.
I'm with you, but my problem is butthole.
I mean, honestly, like, the butt's great and all. Like, the vagina's too perfect. Like,
is it?
It is. Like, I can see why some people get pussy whip, because, I mean, that shit's fucking good. I mean, I'll admit it, I'm kind of pussy whip too.
I'm not pussy whip.
When you get a good pussy, you just want to be in it.
I gotta put it out there. The only time I ever proposed in my life, I was getting anal pretty regularly.
That's really disturbing.